This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. There is another impasse in Washington, D.C., as Senate leaders blame each other for a possible October 1st government shutdown. We will hear more from Senate Majority Leader John Thune next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today. And let's get next season started.
Senate leaders are pointing fingers at each other for a possible October 1st government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the Democratic leaders have opposed a partisan shutdown in the past.
Well, apparently VA offices and nutrition programs and disaster aid for farmers can be sacrificed when Democrats want to make a political point.
However, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer claims Republicans can't pass temporary government funding or a continuing resolution unless they make a deal to restore Medicaid and Obamacare cuts.
Now, to pass the CR in the Senate, as everyone knows, requires votes from both sides. If one side refuses to negotiate, they are the ones causing the shutdown.
Thune says he expects some Democrats to break with Schumer.
But I would hope there would be Democrat senators who would give us the requisite number of votes to get to 60 in order to keep the government open.
Thune argues that Democrats have backed a bare-bones continuing resolution in the past and should back one this week, lasting into mid-November, to allow more time to finish spending bills. At the same time, Schumer is under pressure from many in his party to take a tougher stand against President Trump and Republicans.
The cost of people's health care has gone way up. Rural hospitals are already closing because of this big, beautiful bill. Job reports continue to show warning signs. Trump's tariffs are a mess, and the economy is headed in the wrong direction.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.